Science and Technology.
Human reproduction. Too darn hot. Fertility rates are dropping in the months following hot weather.
The hottest year on record, 2023, may not retain its title for long. 2024 already looks as though it may overtake it. As temperatures continue to rise, countries will scramble to prevent heat deaths and tackle extreme weather. But global warming also has much subtler effects, including, researchers suggest, on fertility. A paper recently published in Population Studies, a journal, is the latest to document a relationship between extreme heat and baby-making. It shows that the fertility rate in Spain fell roughly 9 months after extremely hot days, echoing recent data from countries around the world. Although this effect is generally small, it could grow as climate change accelerates. Risto Conte-Kevebu from the Max Planck Institute for Demographic Research in Germany, the lead author of the latest paper, worked with his colleagues to calculate Spain's total fertility rate, or TFR, the average number of children a woman is expected to have over her lifetime, based on current fertility rates for each month between 2010 and 2018. They then made use of Spanish weather data to see how the TFR varied with temperature. They found a clear drop in the TFR 9 months after days with average temperatures between 25 and 30 degrees Celsius. The reduction was small but consistent, amounting to about 0.3%, equivalent to around 85 fewer babies for each such day in a month. The effect increased with temperature. For each extra day above 30 degrees Celsius, the drop was closer to 0.8%. Weather and fertility have long been linked. For one thing, human births show seasonal patterns, indicating conception more regularly occurs during colder periods. But this new research joins a string of recent papers reporting slumps in birth rates following spikes in daily mean temperature around the world. As such, heat shocks are temporary. This doesn't imply the hottest countries will necessarily have the lowest average birth rates. In America, over 70 years of data showed that a day above roughly 27 degrees Celsius produces an average 0.4% drop in the birth rate, equivalent to 1,150 babies, 9 months later, relative to a mild day. Other broadly similar effects have been reported in South Korea, Brazil and sub-Saharan Africa. In March, Tamash Haidu of the Hun Ren Center for Economic and Regional Studies in Hungary reported a Europe-wide decrease in the birth rate of 0.7% for every additional day above 25 degrees Celsius. What's going on? One possibility is, as Cole Porter observed, people are disinclined to play their favourite sport when the weather is sizzling hot. This is borne out by a slight rebound across all studies in the months following a dip in either birth rate or TFR, suggesting some conception is merely postponed. But the data reveal there's more to it. In 2022, Dr. Haidu published a paper with his brother, Gábor Haidu, at the Hun Ren Center for Social Sciences, which tracked Hungary's conception rate as a function of weather. Because they had access to weekly pregnancy data rather than just the monthly birth rate, they were able to get a more fine-grained picture. They found that pregnancies were not much less likely on hot days versus cool ones. The dip came around 2 weeks later. That could suggest a slow-acting physiological mechanism is responsible. If so, it's likely to involve sperm. Animal studies have shown pronounced but temporary drops in sperm count and quality after experimentally induced heat shocks. Crucially, those effects emerged gradually, a few weeks after the heat exposure ended. Another study has shown similar results in humans, with heat stress leading to reduced sperm quality and mobility 2 to 8 weeks later. Whatever the cause, the effect of heat on fertility rates appears to be modest and goes on to be partly reversed. For now, says Dr. Kevebu, social, cultural and economic trends are more important. As global warming bites deeper, Dr. Haidu speculates even hotter summers might heighten the effect or else prolong its impact. All this may be another argument for air conditioning. In the American study, which included data from as far back as 1931, heat's impact on fertility began to lessen in the 1970s as air conditioning was more widely adopted. Netflix and chill may need to re-enter the lexicon.